This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to it. This is Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. For more information, go about anything we talk about at all, these segments, go to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And joining us this week, like old times, both Steve and Malia. Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow, welcome back onto the Michael Kulich Show.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Great, great. It's so great chatting with you as we do every week. And, you know, it's we have snow on the ground here. And I know it's we're already talking about the end of the year. And I understand that's what we're going to be talking about this hour. We have a bunch of tips, listeners, the end of the year financial planning that is right around the corner. And we'll be asking our class quiz question of the week later, too. A $25 gift card to Kohl's goes to the first lucky person to answer the cost quiz question of the week correctly. We'll be asking that later. So yeah, it's already December, and I know you have some year-end financial tips that we want to go over with you today.
Yes, we do, Mike. We actually have six different tips we want to try and go through today for people. There are many that can be taken into consideration, but from the retirement and financial planning aspect, these are six of the main ones that we talk with more times than not with clients. And okay, actually, the first one being geared around your, you know, a work towards maximizing the dollars you're putting away into your retirement plans, whether it be your 401k through your employer or 403b, or if instead you're looking to contribute to an IRA or a Roth IRA. There's a couple of different dates there and how they function. From the standpoint of the 401ks, though, and the Roth 401ks, those contributions are made through payroll. So that's a calendar year end of your paycheck. It has to come out of your paycheck for any contributions you make on that basis into your retirement plans. For IRAs, where you're actually writing your own check into your account, then you have until actually April 17th of next year to make that contribution. So there are some differences in dates and how you get that accomplished.
Now, you can probably, if you are talking about 401ks through your payroll, if you haven't been, for whatever reason, making the big ones that you wanted to with your employer or your maximum amount, I should say, it's not too late because, you know, we still have a couple weeks left of the year to tell your employer or your HR department, hey, can I take a little bit more out to max out my 401k this year, right?
Exactly. And that's actually the one aspect you'd want to make sure of, though, is double check with your employer and or your HR department to see if, you know, they can still get it done. Otherwise, make a mental note for next year to adjust it starting in January so that you're not squeezing it on the tail end of December to get that maximum contribution in there, especially if you also have an employer match where you're getting some free money. You definitely don't want to leave that on the table either.
We don't want all the HR managers mad at us because there's a storming to their offices. So, especially
correct,
when people are out for Christmas. So as Steve said, make a mental note for next year if you haven't done it for this year. But very important to put that down as something you should try to get done.
By the way, listeners, if you have any questions like this about anything we're talking about, 815-398-9765 is our number, 815-398-WROK. You can call us live and ask a question to Steve and Malia from Klaus Financial. What is tip number two?
Tip number two is with regard to one of those targeted ages that we talk about throughout the year called a required minimum distribution from your retirement accounts. And that magic age is 70 and a half, which is what we call their IRA birthdays. Again, it's a situation where with retirement money, especially in an IRA account, you are required to start taking out a minimum amount of money that the IRS requires starting at age 70 and a half, and that number and calculation changes each year. Now, for an employee that may be still working at their employer and contributing to a 401k plan, if they are over 70 and a half but still working and own less than 5% of the company interests, they can actually defer pulling money out of your 401k even past age 70 and a half. But once again, once you do retire, then it would be required to come out of both the IRA and 401k accounts on an annual basis.
But we really want to get those RMDs out before December 31st because there's that penalty we talk about of 50%.
Yes.
So I know our office has been viciously looking at this for the last 4 weeks. We like to be a month ahead and not chance it. So really take a look and make sure you got those pulled out for 2016.
Required minimum distributions, RMDs. And so I understand tip number three is about flex spending and HSA accounts, which I know people talk about a lot with regards to their health care. Or, yeah, that's what an HSA account is, right?
Health savings account, exactly. And so not everybody has these available in their repertoire of benefits. So if you haven't heard of this, then you probably don't have it. But we want to make sure people are taking advantage of these and understand the difference. The health savings accounts this year and next year, you are allowed to contribute as much as for a family as much as $6,750. And that comes out pre-tax and goes into a bucket. And if your family does not use that bucket, it can roll over to the next year. Not an issue. For those of us who have families, we hardly see anything ever roll over. But theoretically, that's what happens, and it stays invested for you. And health savings accounts, obviously, you can spend on prescriptions and anything health-related. Flex spending benefits are a little bit different. Oftentimes, you're only allowed to use them for perhaps optometry and dental items and things like that. And you're allowed to put in 2016, $2,550 if you contribute to that. What you have to know is you can only roll over $500 into the next year. And you have to make those calculations in the last few weeks for the following year. So you really have to kind of play that one a little tighter and understand if you don't use, if you have more than $500, you're going to end up with, they give you a two-month grace period, so by the end of February for most plans. You need to get that used up. Go get another pair of glasses. Go do something.
True.
Check your balances. So very important to understand those opportunities.
And some employers may not even allow for a rollover, so you definitely want to check with your employer to make sure how yours works if you're in it.
Absolutely.
And then go ahead. I'm sorry.
I say tip number four, we just like to throw in, consider some tax loss harvesting. Generally speaking, if you had some good gains this year, perhaps there's also some losses on the books. You might want to take advantage of looking at that with your financial advisor if you haven't yet to do that.
Okay. Tax loss harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've not actually heard that term before. I have a lot of friends in farming who finished harvesting not too long ago.
Different kind of harvesting.
Different kind. Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go over the other tips from Kloss Financial. And if you have any questions at all, 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. It is the end of the year almost, and we have six tips for everyone's year-end financial planning from Kloss Financial. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are back on Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. We're going over six tips for your end of the year financial planning. Number one was remind our listeners what number one was here. I had it here. It was about
the contributions
the
your
401ks
plans.
and the Roth IRAs.
Yes, and even exactly, and then regular IRAs and Roth IRAs, as you mentioned, 401ks, Roth 401ks, your retirement contributions.
Yes. And number two was about required minimum distributions. The big age there is 70 and a half. Number three was about flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. Number four, we talked about tax loss harvesting. And as far as charitable giving And whatnot. I know that is that tip number five has to do with charitable giving, right?
Yes, it does, Mike. And from a charitable giving standpoint, there are various ways that a person can contribute to the charities of their choice, whether it be their church or various other organizations that they support throughout the course of a year or their lifetime. When you're talking about charitable giving, it's a matter of making sure that the institution you're looking to give dollars to on a tax-deductible basis is a 501c3 nonprofit organization to begin with. And obviously, you've done your due diligence and research and know that that institution is working towards your objectives also with regard to giving in general. When it comes to making contributions, you can obviously do it through the end of the calendar year for deductibility. One of the things we point out is that for a maximum amount of your adjusted gross income, how much as a percentage can you actually contribute to charities is to have a deduction. And that is that percentage is you cannot exceed 50% of your adjusted gross income and still have it deductible for that tax year for any type of a charitable institution.
Okay, that's important. You cannot exceed 50% of your adjusted gross income as far as deductions go. It can never exceed over half of your AGI.
You can always add more.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
We're not going to stop giving.
No, it's just that it's not deductible. And, you know, it depends on the situation. That may or may not matter. But you know, the other aspects of charitable giving is you know, most people are looking at it from the standpoint of giving cash, which obviously is very viable. But the other times, many times you heard Malia just talking a minute ago about tax harvesting, and there can be many situations where if you have after-tax stock that has highly appreciated over the course of the time you've held it, you can actually gift that to charities and avoid paying the taxes yourself as a direct transfer. And then you can use your cash for your own use. And another move that we help many clients with is that required minimum distribution you heard us talk about a minute ago when you're over age 70 and a half.
Yes.
If you're an individual that maybe does not need to use that required distribution for lifetime or for your income for that year or expenses, you can actually now, through the IRS allowance, contribute up to an amount over up to $100,000 in a tax year if you're over 70 half directly to the charity, which means you don't pay taxes on it and neither does the charity. So there are some great moves financially that you can make to get your charitable contributions to where you want to go in a very tax efficient manner.
And it's legal.
It's very legal. And actually, Congress finally made it a lifetime approved regulation instead of a year by year where they'd figure it out by the third week of December each year.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that helps people a lot, especially, you know, and people, it's that Christmas season and that generous sort of season where people start to think about new charities that become aware of, or they're like, yeah, you know, we had a really good year. Let's give a little bit more. There are a lot of different things to know, but I like that one to keep in mind. Let's say your adjusted gross income was $50,000 last year. You cannot deduct more than $25,000 for charitable giving, right?
That's right. So, and again, we want people to be very giving in their hearts, but obviously when they're looking at as Steve said, if they've got some extra money that came in this year, they might want to be, you know, making sure they're upping their giving as well.
What about cars? I know that there's a bunch of different charities that allow cars to be donated to charity. Is there anything that we should know about that?
Yeah, there are. You know, and the one area about that we're going to reiterate is that we are not CPAs or accountants, so we always suggest you double check with your tax person to what impact it may or may not have on your own personal tax return. But you are allowed to donate vehicles, and if it's more than $500 in value, in most cases, you know, it would be a situation where the charity would have to, in essence, sell that vehicle at an auction to actually have a claimed dollar value, and then you're submitting a form, a 1098-C, to get the deduction. Otherwise, if the charity is actually going to retain the vehicle and use it, then it's a matter of getting a little bit more of an estimated market value where, the charity is actually using the vehicle and maintaining it, and you're helping them out. So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish and what the purpose of the gift of the vehicle is for that particular charity.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point Steve brings out, because I know when people donate things, they always think they're worth more than they actually the market value is.
True.
So, you know, you have a car and you figure you could trade it in and maybe get a couple $1,000s. But when it's actually sold, as he says, at auction, you're probably not getting top dollar. So if you're estimating, I'm going to be able to write off $2,000, that may not be the case.
Right. The same with clothing and other, you know, items of your home that you might be gifting to various charities. It'll be typically a minimal deduction, but at least you're sharing and helping out other people. That's the big plus.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the whole reason you would do that and give to charities and whatnot, especially things, you know, you don't need, someone else might need. You know, the car that you are looking to get rid of because you want to upgrade or whatever, that someone else might just absolutely love that car. And that, you know, you might see it on the road someday and say, yeah, that's my old car. We are speaking, by the way, with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. Our listeners can go to KlossFinancial.com for more information. That's KLAAS. Financial.com. What is your final tip this week about your financial planning? I understand it has to do with reviewing your current financial plan.
Exactly. And one final mention about the charitable giving, I don't want to forget.
Yes.
We work with a lot of older clients. So a lot of our listeners here maybe have moms and dads who are in their 70s and 80s. This is the time of year we're starting to see a lot of charitable people presenting themselves as accepting donations for charitable items that are not true. In other words, there's a lot of scams going on. And we have clients who get this inundation of requests. And we have many charitable-minded clients who just write checks. And upon further looking at them, we find there are a lot of scams. So please make sure, for adult children out there looking after your parents, make sure they're just not writing checks to bogus places, okay?
I really
worry about them at this point. So for all of you, though, who are managing your own financial plans, we do look at for you to review, ideally with a qualified financial advisor, making sure that whatever you put in place this year, maybe you can do a better job even for next year. Not just looking at returns, but looking at rebalancing the allocation within your for your risk profile, making sure you have the correct amount of bonds, cash, or equities in your portfolio, both at work or privately. And look at the budgeting that you did this year. And it's time. It is a really great time of year to review what you've done and look towards what you can do even better next year. As Steve has said many, many times in this show, no one really comes to us and says, "Ooh, I ended up with too much money when I retired." So these are the times to really sit down and say, what could we have done better? Can we get rid of some more debt, reduce our mortgage down so that ultimately, when we go to retire, we have a lot more options.
Yes, and that is, there are few times better, I think, than the end of the year like this, when you get to see a lot of your kids and your grandkids or your parents and your grandparents, hopefully, and you think about the different stages we are all in life. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to set yourself up for the later stages in life to not worry about your finances? You can go to costfinancial.com. For more information about, like I said, anything we talked about. And also call 815-877-8440 if you're ready to take the next step and actually sitting down with somebody who is going to give you advice about your retirement and your financial planning. 815-877-8440. The first meeting at Kloss Financial is absolutely complimentary. That is also the number to call if you want to win a $25 gift card to Kohl's right now, as we ask the Kloss Quiz question of the week. And without further ado, the Kloss Quiz question of the week this week is, the basic rule in deductions for charitable giving is that it cannot exceed what percentage of your adjusted gross income? Again, the basic rule in deductions for charitable giving is that it cannot exceed what percentage of your adjustable gross income. If you know the answer to that question and you're the first one to call, 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 in the 815 area code. You will win a $25 gift card to Kohl's. Steve and Malia, is there anything else you would like to add about anything at all we talked about before we say goodbye this week?
Well, we're excited to finish up the year strong. The markets are cooperating, so everybody should be happy about that. But looking towards a new year, and again, many times, and we say this over and over, we can't control everything that goes on in the world. We can't control the entire economy, but hopefully we can encourage you all to support your own little nest egg, your own little home situation, and make that the best you can make it. And if you need some second hand of eyes to look at that, that's what Kloss Financial is here to do. And just make sure you're going down the right path. So as Mike said, it's complimentary. Happy to sit down with you. And again, making sure that we get you in that right place so that you can retire someday.
Exactly. And it's all about balance. And it's about perspective and about the fact that it's long-term and not short-term, which means it's a lot more than 12 months of time.
Exactly.
815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 if you would like to make an appointment with Kloss Financial right now. Stephen, Malia, I got to ask you, what Joan and I have not put up our Christmas tree yet. Do you guys have your trees up yet?
Mine's up and finally ready. How about you?
Mine's up and lit and ready, but I did buy a pre-lit one already, so I kind of cheated.
You do what you got to do.
We have always done live trees, but this always say that we're going to say this might be the year that we do artificial, which is so much easier to pull it out of the basement rather than pull, because now that all the snow's on the ground,
definitely.
You got to drag it in with all the snow on it.
Yep.
Sounds messy.
we always enjoy having you, Steve and Malia, and thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Have an awesome week, Mike.
That is going to do it for this hour of the Michael Coolidge Show and Kloss Financial Money in Motion. Again, 815-877-8440 is the number, or KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASFinancial.com.